Max's heart hammers against his ribs as he approaches Miss Kelly's desk, each step feeling heavier than the last. The classroom, usually a place of boredom and restlessness, now feels charged with an electric tension. He can smell the faint scent of her perfume, something floral and sharp, mingling with the sterile smell of chalk dust and old textbooks. Her bare feet, resting casually on the edge of her desk, draw his gaze. The red polish on her toes gleams under the fluorescent lights, a stark contrast to her otherwise professional attire. "Sit," she commands, her voice cutting through the silence like a knife. Her tone is sharp, yet there's an undercurrent of something else, something that makes Max's stomach twist. He obeys, his chair scraping against the linoleum as he pulls it closer to her desk. Her eyes, magnified by her thick-rimmed glasses, bore into him, and he feels like she's seeing straight through his carefully crafted facade of indifference. "You're a mess, Max," she says, her voice low and measured. "You think you can coast through life on your looks and that stupid charm of yours, but it's not working anymore. Not with me." She leans forward, her elbows resting on the desk, her bare feet dangling just inches from his knees. "You're almost 20 and you're still acting like a freshman. Pathetic." Max shifts uncomfortably, his hands clenching into fists in his lap. He hates how right she is. He's always been the guy who could skate by, the one who could flash a smile and get away with anything. But now, staring at Miss Kelly, he feels small, vulnerable. "I've tried to help you, Max," she continues, her voice softening just a fraction. "Extra credit, after-school tutoring, even fudging your grades. But you keep failing me, failing yourself. And I'm tired of it." She pauses, her gaze flicking to the clock on the wall. "But I'm willing to give you one last chance, if you're willing to earn it." Max swallows hard, his throat dry. "What do I have to do?" he asks, his voice rough. Miss Kelly's lips curve into a smirk that sends a shiver down his spine. "Everything I tell you," she replies, her tone leaving no room for argument. She slides her feet off the desk, the soft pads of her soles brushing against the floor. "Start with my feet. They're killing me." Max's eyes widen as he stares at her bare feet. This isn't what he expected. He thought maybe she'd ask him to write an essay or clean the classroom. Not this. But the look in her eyes, a mix of challenge and something darker, tells him he doesn't have a choice. He kneels in front of her desk, his knees pressing into the cold floor. Her feet are closer now, the scent of her lotion, something citrusy and sweet filling his nostrils. He hesitates, his hands hovering over her ankles. This feels wrong, humiliating, but the alternative is worse. "Touch them, Max," she orders, her voice firm. "Or do you want to fail again?" He takes a deep breath and places his hands on her feet, his fingers brushing against the soft skin of her soles. Her feet are smaller than he expected, delicate, but there's a strength in them too. He begins to massage them slowly, his thumbs pressing into the arches, his touch tentative. "Harder," she snaps, her voice cutting through his thoughts. "You're not petting a cat, Max. Really get in there." He obeys, his fingers digging deeper into her flesh, his touch becoming firmer. Her feet are warm beneath his hands, the skin soft and smooth. He can feel the tension in her muscles, the way her body relaxes slightly as he works. "That's better," she murmurs, her eyes closing briefly as she leans back in her chair. Her skirt rides up slightly, giving him a glimpse of her bare thighs. His cheeks flush, and he forces himself to focus on the task at hand. But we're not done yet, Max, she says, her eyes snapping open. Not by a long shot. His stomach drops. What else do you want me to do? He asks, his voice barely above a whisper. Miss Kelly's smirk returns, sharper this time. You need to worship my feet, Max. Kiss them. Show me you're willing to do whatever it takes to pass. His heart sinks. This is too much. Too humiliating. But as he looks up and meets her gaze, he sees the challenge in her eyes. The unspoken threat. Fail to comply and he fails her class. Again, I don't know if I can do that. He stammers, his hands stalling in their massage. Miss Kelly's expression hardens. I'm sorry, did you want to be a high school senior for the third time in a row, Maximilian? Because that's the alternative.